Hi, I'm Maxwell Gilley, and welcome to the Bench Buzz. Today I'm joined by head coach Stan Bench. How are you doing today, coach?
I'm doing well, just a little tired. It's been a long, long week.
Well, that's the goal this week, because the Lady Giants won their first Marion County title since 2011. It started with the Lady Giants traveling to Pike, and you beat the Red Devils 62-52. What were your takeaways from that game?
I thought we did some nice things. I thought we played hard, especially early. Got a little sloppy at the end of the game, but Pike did a nice job in coming back and cutting into our lead. But it was a nice, solid win for us.
So then you would host Warren Central on a Thursday. That was a big matchup, and you came back to win 68-63. How are you able to defeat the Warriors?
Boy, it was difficult. I mean, you know, they had beat us pretty bad the first time we played. We had some people out sick, and they jumped off to a big start again. They got ahead of us, I think, 17 points in the middle of the second quarter. And I'm proud of our girls for not getting down, not lowering their heads, and playing hard. And we just chipped away at the lead and hit some shots and was able to come back and get a victory.
So then you would advance to the semifinals on Saturday morning to take on North Central. You win 65-60 in overtime. How were you able to pull out to win at the very end?
Well, again, it was a situation where, you know, we were behind and, you know, came back and was able to tie it up. And then North Central had the ball at the end. We fouled them, and 3 seconds to go, they have two free throws. He had either one of those free throws. It's going to be very difficult to score, and they missed them both, and so we got a second chance and took advantage of the opportunity in overtime.
Then finally, Saturday night, the title game. The Lady Giants defeated LC 67-65 in a really close game to win the Marion County title. What did it take to edge out the Bears?
Well, again, that was a close one all the way, and had a little bit of a lead going in the last quarter, and Lawrence Central hit a couple threes, another perimeter jump shot to get up by 3 points. They had a three-point lead and had the basketball and missed a shot, and we were able to come down. And then Zoe Wheeler hit a three to tie up the game, and Lawrence Central got a little over-anxious on throwing the ball in, stepped inbounds, and on the inbounds play, Kalea Toomer was able to knock down a three, so we got a lead, and I was able to hold on to that win. They missed a contested shot at the pretty much at the buzzer, and so we were able to win the county.
So overall, who played well during this tournament?
Well, you win the county tournament, and everybody has to play well at certain points and times. You know, I mean, the county tournament is probably the toughest tournament there is in the year. You have to play 4 games in 5 days, 2 on Saturday. It takes the entire team to come through. Proud of all our seniors for stepping up, and hopefully they can keep going and set themselves a legacy of being an extremely difficult team to play, and someone that's competitive and puts forth effort. And proud of all of them. Our inside play was good. We hit some shots on the perimeter, but anyway, it takes everybody, so it's so hard to just mention one or two people.
So you talk about this being a very difficult tournament. So how important is this towards your preparation towards the playoffs in February?
Well, I think every game we play is a learning experience, and, you know, this is one as well. You realize you're never out of the game. I mean, in 3 of the 4 games, we practically were beaten, and so held in there and was able to win. I think they also can maybe see that when they get it together and play good basketball, play with a lot of effort, they can be, if not the best team in the state, one of the best teams in the state.
So, Coach, this was your 12th Marion County title. 11 of them were at Ben Davis. Why have you been able to be so successful in this tournament over the years?
Good players. I mean, you got to have good players. And every one of the county championships, not only are they good players, but they're players that want to succeed. So, you know, basically that's it. And just been very grateful and blessed to be able to do that. That's just, to me, unbelievable.
Well, let's preview the upcoming games. You'll travel to Columbus East on Tuesday. What can you tell us about the Olympians?
Well, anytime you play at Columbus, it's going to be difficult. They have an extremely good player averaging over 20 points a game in Sage, and she's a good player. And in traveling on a school night, that distance is going to be a challenge. So each one of these games presents a huge challenge, and playing on the road and right after the county, and it's going to take a lot of emotional control for the girls to be ready for that game.
Talking about challenge, you have to host the undefeated Zionsville Eagles this Thursday. What can you tell us about the Eagles?
Well, I mean, that'd be a tough game any time, let alone I think that would be our, let me see if I got this right, 6th game in 9 days or something to that effect. And to play the number 2 team in the state, an undefeated team, someone that is extremely good, is going to be a heck of a challenge. So, you know, each one of these games, our schedule is a bear. So, it will be a challenge.
So your reward for playing on Thursday is hosting another top 10 team in Homestead on Saturday. What can you tell us about the Spartans?
They're very good shooters, and they know how to play basketball. And, you know, they've been on a run the last 10 years. Rod Parker's a great coach, and they're another really quality squad. So another tough team to play Saturday.
So what's the most important thing to do this week for the team?
Get better. I mean, each experience we have to take it and learn from it and get better. And that's simple. I mean, you know, winning the county, you sort of break the seasons up into thirds, and the first third of the season is now over with the county tourney. Now you have the rest of the regular season, and then you go into the state tournament. And so hopefully we, you know, sort of pass the first third. Now we've got to get better and pass the second third and get better every game, every time we play. We'll meet new challenges, new obstacles to overcome, and we've got to be able to overcome them and get to a point by the end of the year where we're a very, very good team.
Any final thoughts, Coach?
I want to thank everybody who came out and watched us, especially in that Warren game. Boy, our gym was loud, and I know it was tough for people to get out to Franklin Central Saturday with the distance that presents, along with our boys playing that evening against number 1 ranked team. And shout out to Don Carlisle and our Ben Davis boys basketball team and beating number 1 team in the state. So I want to thank everybody who was able to get out to Franklin Central and support us. And I do want to send a shout out to all our players for completing a monumental task in winning the county.
It is a great week to be a Giant. So the Lady Giants will travel to Columbus East on Tuesday, host Zionsville on Thursday, and then host Homestead on Saturday. Good luck this week, Coach.
Thank you.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin', but then I know.